A gleaming white Hindu temple has risen out of the Atlanta suburbs. The construction has been going on in Lilburn, Georgia, for 18 months. It's one of the largest temples of its kind in the world, and it's about to be dedicated. NPR's Kathy Lohr paid a visit.
At first, it looks like an ordinary stretch of road in the suburbs. Modest homes give way to commercial plazas, where you'll find a barber shop, a sporting goods store, and a large supermarket chain. But across the street, rising out of a cloud of white dust, is a spectacular vision.
I think we would say this would be Lilburn's biggest landmark.
Lilburn Mayor Jack Bolton says the Indian community came to the city about 5 years ago with plans for the giant structure. This small town in Gwinnett County, famous for good schools and affordable housing, is changing from a predominantly white community to one that the mayor says welcomes immigrants, including the growing Hispanic and Indian population.
Lilburn has become a very diverse community, very international. As community leaders, we've embraced that diversity. So we welcome it and see it as a very positive sign.
The Hindu temple, made of Turkish limestone, Italian Carrara marble, and Indian pink sandstone, rises 72 feet and looks a bit like the Taj Mahal, with its soft white spires and 13 domes. Dozens of volunteers work on the finishing touches. Some use a hammer and chisel. Others, including 25-year-old Amit Patel, came from North Carolina to operate large machinery.
Not too long ago here, about a month ago, we actually had a 5-ton crane that ran on tracks, and we used to operate that. And like I said, we started from ground zero all the way up to the top, and I was actually fortunate enough to put the last piece up there on top.
It is an engineering marvel. No steel or metals are used in the construction. Each piece is numbered and placed in sections. The whole thing fits together like a giant jigsaw puzzle and is intended to last about 1,000 years. Ritesh Desai is a volunteer in Atlanta with the Hindu organization BAPS.
We want people to come together, but more so to learn about each other. Many of us have assimilated into the mainstream American culture, yet the mainstream American culture does not know about India per se, or they might not have been to India. We're bringing a little bit of India to you.
Inside the current temple, an old skating rink just east of Atlanta, more volunteers work furiously. Several dozen women, some in traditional Indian dress, prepare food. Some gather around a huge bowl where they cut up fresh carrots. Others mix and roll green pea appetizers in golden spices. Jalpa Patel shows me another group which is producing a delicacy.
It's actually one of the Indian sweets, and I want to say it's magas. It's actually made out of chickpeas, blended chickpeas, and then the flour.
The women, most sitting on white sheets, are talking and laughing, but they're busy. Jalpa Patel calls it a labor of love.
People have, you know, worked hard and sacrificed their time to put it together, and it reminds me of a lot about Indian culture and traditions and stuff like that, and I'm proud of it.
The cost of the Hindu temple is estimated at about $19 million, but it would have been much higher if not for the volunteers who are passionate about this place.
Each and every pillar, each and every stone has its own story.
Manish Patel gave up his job as an engineer to work as the site manager, the administrator, and the secretary.
When they come inside, we want them to feel the atmosphere. When they come out, they'll have some kind of message in their life. And that is the positive impact this mandir will create.
There is a 2-week celebration surrounding the temple opening. The dedication is expected to draw thousands from Georgia and from across the U.S. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.